Jaya, 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 Ja Jaya 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 Hari Jaya 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 Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakti Vinni Ki Jai Sri Sri Hare Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kundi Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Dham Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mayi Ki Jamuna Mayi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Sri Guru Parampara Ki Shad Goswami Prabhu ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Omaginati Mirandyasya Ganangana Chalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Venama. Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamadhyam Darati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uthapara Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Aravantan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parishana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Maam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavari Pushyachari Satarine Maam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ti Namane Sri Varshabani Videvi Dayataya Kripabdaya Krishna Sambana Vigyana Dayane Prabhavenamaha Madhuro Jvala Prima Jashidupanuga Bhakti Rashi Gaura Kuruno Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shimurtai Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapi Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishodaya Shakshad Vairagi Murtai Vipalambara Sambure Parambu Jayate Namah Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Vibhava Bhumeshtvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namah Panchakalpatru Vishakripa Sindhu Vyabacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaudi Vishnamaha Panchatatvamakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhaktya Avatara Bhaktyakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantadara Kantanamostute Jayatam Sudatur Pangur Mama Mandir Matir Gati Matsaravasya Parambo Jau Sri Radha Marana Mohano Divid Vindaranya Kalpadruma Dashi Matur Nagari Shinghashanasto Sri Sri Radha Shila Govindevo Krishtala Visevi Manasmarami Sri Mandana Sarasaram Vivangshiva Tattatasta Takarshan Venu Svanayir Gopir Gopinata Sri Tunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vindavanishvari Prishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Tejas Avir Avir Bhava Vajranaka Vajranaksa Karmasayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Muksham Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayat So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 13. Please repeat this verse after me, line by line. Kotvango nama rajasir.
Kotvango nama rajasir.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavan habhayam harim.
Gatavan habhayam harim.
Kotvango nama rajasir.
Kotvango nama rajasir.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavan habhayam harim.
Gatavan habhayam harim.
Kotvango nama rajasir.
Kotvango nama rajasir.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavan abhayam harim.
Gatavan abhayam harim.
Gatvangu nama rajasir.
Gatvangu nama rajasir.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Muhur tat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavana bhayam harim.
Gatavana bhayam harim.
Gatvango nama rajasir.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Gyatveyatam ihayusha.
Bhutat sarvam utsrija.
Bhutat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavan abhayam harim.
Gatavan abhayam harim.
Gatvango nama rajasir.
Gatvango nama rajasir.
Gatveyatam ihayusha.
Gatveyatam ihayusha.
Muhurtat sarvam utsrija.
Muhurtat sarvam utsrija.
Gatavana bhayam harim.
Gatavana bhayam harim.
Gatvanga.
Gatvanga.
Rao Gatvanga.
Rao Gatvanga.
Nama.
Nama.
Meno.
Raja Rishi.
Raja Rishi.
Svati Grau.
Svati Grau.
Gyatva.
Gyatva.
Informaci.
Informaci.
Yatam.
Yatam.
Delka.
Delka.
Iha.
Iha.
Tomto svete.
Tomto svete.
Ayusha.
Ayusha.
Života.
Života.
Muhurtat.
Muhurtat.
Nechvíli.
Nechvíli.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Šer.
Utsrija.
Utsrija.
Dalstranom.
Dalstranom.
Gatavan.
Gatavan.
Odstúpil.
Odstúpil.
Abhayam.
Abhayam.
To nie je bezpečí.
To nie je bezpečí.
Harim.
Harim.
Osobnosti božství.
Osobnosti božství.
Překlad. Když se svatý král Gatvanga dozvěděl, že bude žít už jen chvíli, okamžitě se vzdal všech hmotných činností a přijal útočiště v nejvyšším bezpečí u osobnosti božství. Význam. Plně zodpovědný člověk si má být neustále plně vědom toho, jaká je prvořadá povinnost jeho lidské životní formy. Zaopatřování bezprostředních nezbytností hmotného života není vším. Je třeba být si také stále vědom povinnosti dosáhnout co nejlepší situace pro příští život. Lidský život nás má připravit na tuto prvořadou povinnost. O Maharadžovi Gatvangovi se zde říká, že to byl svatý král, protože ani při zodpovědnosti za řízení státu na prvořadou životní povinnost vůbec nezapomněl. Podobně to bylo s ostatními Rajaši, svatými krály, jako byli Maharadž Yudhishthir a Maharadž Parikshit. Vzhledem k tělosti, s jakou dbali na to, aby plnili svoji prvořadnou povinnost, jsou to všechno ukázkové osobnosti. Maharadž Gatvangu vyzvali polobozy z vyšších planet, aby bojoval s démony, a on jako král bojoval tak, aby polobozy byli plně uspokojeni. Polobozy s ním byli spokojeni a chtěli mu požehnat nějakou možností hmotného požitku, ale Maharadž Gatvanga, který si velice hleděl na své prvořadné povinnosti, se polobohu dotázal, jaká délka života mu zbývá. To znamená, že nestál tolik o to, shromažďovat nějaká hmotná požehnání od polobohu, jako stál o to, aby sa pripravil za svoj čistý život. Polobozy mu ovšem řekli, že bude žiť už jen chvíli. Král tedy ihned opustil nebeské království, kde je navždy nepřeberně vybraný hmotným požitkům, vstoupil na tuto zemi a přijal konečné útočiště v tom bezpečí u osobnosti božství. Ve svém velkém pokusu uspěl a dosáhnul osvobození. Král v tomto pokusu, i když vilkovem, uspěl proto, že si vždy hleděl své prvořadné povinnosti. Velký Šukadev Gosvámi takto Maharaj Parikšita pozbuzuje, i když králi zbývá už jen posledních 7 dní života na to, aby splnil svoji prvořadou povinnost a podvolkal pojednání a slávě pána. Srimad Bhagavatam. Vůli pána se Maharaj Parikšit ihned setkal s velkým Šukadevou Gosvámim a velký poklad duchovnímu úspěchu, který posledně zanechal, Srimad Bhagavatam krásně zaznamenával.
Kurvango náma rajasir, kiat vietam ihajuša, muhurtat sarvam utsarja gatavam avayam harim.
Když se svatý král Katvanga dozvěděl, že bude žít už jen chvíli, okamžitě se vzal všech hmotných činností a přijal útočiště v nejvyšším bezpečí u osobnosti božství.
Mukam kruti vachanam bangam langayate grim kipataraham mande Sri Gurum dinatarnam. So, a devotee is one who views existence as Krishna has explained it.
Odaný je ten, který vidí existenci tak, jak ji Krishna popsal.
So, concerning death, Sri Krishna has said, Mrityu sarva charashaham, that I am death. All devouring death, that is myself. So, for ordinary conditioned souls, death is something very terrible. They don't like to think about it.
Pro obyčejné podmíněné duše, smrt je něco hrozného, o čem nechtějí myslet.
But a devotee sees death as a form of Krishna and therefore is not afraid.
Ale odaný vidí smrt jako formu Krishny, a proto se nebojí.
For instance, Srila Prabhupada was once in Calcutta during the Second World War when the Japanese came to bomb the city from their airplanes.
Srila Prabhupada byl jenom v Kalkatě, když přišli Japonci se svými letadly bombardovat město.
Now, during such a bombing raid, people living in the city will become very afraid.
A za tu dobu bombardování lidi v městě by se velice báli.
But Srila Prabhupada, he saw this bombing, he saw the explosions, this bombing happened at night, so he saw the whole horizon of the city lit up by explosions and fire, and there was this rumbling of the bombs. And he was remembering Krishna's universal form.
Srila Prabhupada, I think that it was in the večer, when Srila Prabhupada viděl tyto bomby, jak padají, a viděl toto světlo na horizontu v městě a ten zvuk, a říkal, že si vzpomenul na Krishnovu vesmírnou podobu.
So actually, Srila Prabhupada, he was in transcendental ecstasy to see all this. So, the vision of a Krishna conscious devotee of the Lord is very, very different from that of a materialistic person.
Takže pohled Krishna vědomího odaného je hodně se liší od pohledu materialisty.
We find also that Queen Kunti prays Vipada Santatas Shashvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Apunar Bhavato Yatsyad Apunar Bhavatarsha, which means that may all the calamities that happen to us, the Pandavas, happen again and again.
krávna konci se modlí a všechny tyto neštěstí, co se staly nám pandavům, ať se dějou znovu a znovu.
May we see these calamities, bhavato darshanam yatsyat. Let us see them again and again, because in this way we will see you, Lord Krishna. You see, the Pandavas had to suffer so much. When they were still young boys, this Duryodhana, he tried to feed Bhima a poisoned cake.
Když ještě mladí chlapci, tak Duryodhana se pokusil dát Bhimovi otrávený koláč.
And then Duryodhana enticed them to live in a house which was set on fire at night.
A Duryodhana je taky jako nalákal, aby šli v domě, který se v noci zapálil.
And then they were attacked by Rakshasa. And then they had to face the vicious assembly of the Kurus during this gambling match. That's when they lost all of their positions. Even they tried to strip away the clothes of Draupadi. And then they were put in exile. And then, of course, there was the great and dangerous battle of Kurukshetra. And then, even after the battle was over, that Ashvatthama, the son of Dronacharya, he killed the five sleeping sons of Draupadi. So, these are the calamities that Queen Kunti is referring to. But in all of these dangerous situations, Krishna was with the Pandavas. The Pandavas were always meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord, despite all of these reverses. So therefore she's saying, Bhavato Darshanam Yat Syat. Let's see these calamities again and again. Because apunaha bhava darshanam, in this way we will actually cross beyond birth and death.
Proto ona říká, chtěli bychom vidět tyto kalamity znovu a znovu, protože takovýmto způsobem přejdeme oceán zrození a smrti.
Because we will always be seeing you, Lord Krishna.
Protože vždycky budeme vidět tebe, Pána Krishna.
You see? So a devotee's vision, he sees death, which is the greatest calamity. He sees death as simply the gateway to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Takže Adami vidí smrt jako bránu, která vede k lotusovým nohám Pána.
So therefore, actually a devotee is fearless.
Proto Adami bez strachu.
Whereas a materialistic person, non-devotee, he's situated on the mental plane. He cannot cross over the barrier of the mind. What does that mean, to be on the mental plane?
To znamená být na mentální úrovni.
That's been explained by Lord Chaitanya. Dvaite badra badra gyan saba mano dharma. So mano dharma, or to be situated in the mind, means to view everything in a dualistic way.
Mano dharma nebo být situovaný na mentální úrovni znamená vidět všechno dualistickým způsobem.
Dualistic means badra abadra. You see something as auspicious, something else as inauspicious.
Dualistický znamená jako badra abadra. Vidíme něco jako příznivé a něco jako nepříznivé.
But this way of looking at life, e bhala, e manda, sava, e brahma. The verse goes on to say, this is actually all illusion.
Ale tento způsob pohledu na život, verš dále pokračuje, je jednoduše iluze.
For instance, a materialistic person will see birth to be auspicious.
Třeba materialistická osoba uvidí zrození jako příznivé.
When a family has a baby is born, then everyone is happy.
Když rodina má dítě, dítě se narodí, tak všichni jsou šťastní.
This is padra, this is auspicious.
To je padra, to je příznivé.
But if the child dies, there's death, or if there's anyone in the family dies, then this is abad, this is inauspicious.
A potom když dítě umře, nebo kdokoliv v rodině umře, tak to je abadra, to je nepříznivé.
But this is illusion.
A tohle je iluze.
Because death must follow birth.
Protože smrt musí následovat zrození.
This is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Toto, co Krishna říká v Bhagavad Gita.
Anyone who is born in this world is sure to die.
Každý, kdo se zrodí v tomto světě, je jistý, že umře.
So what is this? Someone is born, everyone's kicha. Then he dies.
Tak co je tohle, co všichni, když se zrodí, tak všichni se radujou, a když umře, tak jsou nešťastní.
Yeah? This is the meaning, mano dharma. This is the mental plane.
Yeah.
And youth, to be young, that's considered very padra, very auspicious. But nobody wants to become old. This is abhadra, this is very bad. But old age follows youth. You can never separate them. So, yes. Eshava Brahma. This is all illusion. So, this condition, Mano Dharma, it simply means there's no final conclusion to anything.
Mano Dharma znamená, že neexistuje konečný závěr k čemukoliv.
By their mental attachments, they always remain in this bhava roga, or this condition of birth and death.
Svými mentálními připoutanostmi vždycky zůstávají v těchto podmínkách zrození a smrti.
Repeated birth and death.
Znovu zrození, vždycky opakované zrození.
Isn't it? When they're dying, when a materialistic person is dying, he's wishing to live. He's praying, give me life. He's asking the doctor, give me life, give me life. So this is his desire. All right, so take another life. He gets another body. This is what you want. When someone is growing old, he's wishing, I wish I could be young again. Alright, you'll get that. You can be a young dog. You see, so there's never any conclusion. Simply the mind is carrying them from one material situation to the next, to the next, to the next.
Jednoduše mysl je vede z jedné hmotné situace k další, 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 další.
And in philosophical terms, terms of philosophy. This mano-dharma is seen for instance, the modern relative philosophies, philosophy of relativity.
A v oblasti filozofie vidíme túto mano-dharmu v moderných filozofiích relativity.
This is the ultimate expression of materialism.
Toto je konečný výkaz materializmu.
That there is no absolute. These modern relativists, they don't like to hear any talk of absolute conclusion to anything.
Moderní relativisti nechtějí slyšet jakýkoliv závěr, absolutní závěr k čemukoliv.
They don't like to use such words as God and soul.
Nechtějí používat slova jako Bůh a duše.
They want to keep everything on the material platform, relative.
Udržet všechno na hmotné úrovni, na relativní úrovni.
Actually, truth to them means untruth.
Takže ve skutečnosti pravda pro ně znamená nepravdu.
What is true is that there is no truth. This is their philosophy.
Co je pravda je, že pravda není, to je jejich
filozofie. What is real is that there is no reality.
Co je reálný je to, že neexistuje realita.
This is the materialistic point of view.
To je materialistický pohled.
They don't like to hear. For instance, if a devotee preaches and says that there is a transcendental existence beyond this world, they don't like to hear that.
Oni neradi slyší, oni nechtějí slyšet, když o daný ukáže a říká, že existuje transcendentální existence nad tímto světem.
They always object. How do you know this?
Vždycky jako mají připomínku, jak tohle to víš?
We have no experience of such a thing.
My nemáme zkušenost takovou.
If a devotee talks of ultimate bliss, you know, real Krishna consciousness is the supreme bliss, they will say, bliss is something experienced through the material senses.
A jestli on oni mluví o konečné blaženosti, kterou se získává vědomí Krishny, tak oni říkají, blaženost je něco, co získáme hmotnými smysly.
So, maybe you as Hare Krishna devotee, you're getting your bliss from chanting Hare Krishna.
Možná vy jako Hare Krishna adami dostáváte svoji blaženost ze zpívání Hare Krishna.
But I'm getting the same bliss from drinking beer.
A já dostávám stejnou blaženost ze zpívání piva.
So why you make this absolute philosophy out of this?
A co proč z toho teda děláte to jako absolutní filozofii?
You just chant Hare Krishna, I will drink my beer, someone else will do some other thing. And in this way we will all experience happiness.
Vy jenom zpívete Hare Krishna, já budu jenom pít moje pivo, někdo bude jiný dělat něco jiného, a tím způsobem všichni budeme mít zkušenost, já budeme mít šťastný.
See, in this way they want to keep everything on the relative platform.
Takovým způsobem chtějí všechno udržet na relativní úrovni.
So, anyway, this is the point. The materialistic outlook means there never is any conclusion.
Materialistický pohled je, že nikdy není žádný závěr.
So, now, Vedic culture was so nice that there was a program of elevation even for such people stuck on the mental plane.
Vedický proces je tak pěkný, že existoval program pro povýšení dokonce i pro ty lidi, kteří jsou zachyceni na ty mentální úrovni.
For instance, they would be advised, since you're so attached to material sense gratification, material life, then you can worship the demigods, you can worship the forefathers. And this way they could go to the Pitri Loka. Pitri Loka is the planet of the forefathers. So they're so much, you see, attached. This is the whole idea. They're so much attached to family life and all of that. So, all right, there's a planet where you can meet all your forefathers, mother, father, grandmother. They're all waiting for you.
Na planetu, kde potkáte všechny svoje babičku, dědu a tak dále.
Of course, this is not an eternal destination. But at least it's a process of elevation. And the idea is that any process of elevation, even material elevation, given in the Vedic literature, gives a chance for spiritual elevation also. Just by remaining in the Vedic culture, even for satisfying material desires, gives one the chance to visit holy places, to hear the Vaishnavas speaking Krishna Katha, to perform some unknowing devotional service. But nowadays, of course, in the Kali Yuga, there is no Vedic Dharma. So everyone is simply living unregulated life. And leaving their bodies in the consciousness of cats and dogs. So what happens is, instead of being elevated to become Priti or forefather in this Priti Loka planet, they're becoming Preta. Preta means ghost. So in the Kali Yuga, this whole subtle platform or mental platform is totally contaminated by the presence of these ghostly entities.
Atmosféra v Kaliuze a mentální úroveň je úplně jako kontaminovaná přítomností těchto duchů.
These ghosts are very lusty.
Tyto duši jsou velice chtiví.
They desire all sorts of perverted sense gratification.
Oni touží po všech možných druzích.
But they do not have gross physical body to satisfy their desire. So they haunt people who do have physical body. And they influence them to engage in all sorts of sinful activities.
Aby se oni angažovali ve všech možných druzích hříšných činností.
And thus they enjoy in that way through the senses of the grossly embodied person.
A tak si požívají takovým způsobem přes smysly hrubě stělesněných bytostí.
So, therefore, to nowadays, when people retreat into the mental plane, you know, when they want to think some philosophy, consider things about life, simply they get this demoniac influence of these ghostly entities. And thus, so many inauspicious ideas are propagated throughout the world.
A proto tolik mnoho nepříznivých nápadů je propagováno po celém světě.
Like modern scientific knowledge.
Jako moderné vědecké poznání.
This is all ghostly, demoniac nonsense.
To je všechno démonské, duchařské nesmysly.
And the same with modern philosophy, political ideas, even the entertainment and news media. You see, what you see on television, what you hear on the radio, it's also coming out of this ghostly platform. And certainly all the new spiritual ideas, the so-called New Age. But still, there's about 500 devotees in this country. And preaching is going on, but just undercover. So Indonesia is, on the surface anyway, it's a Muslim country. But its actual cultural tradition is Vedic. This is the remnants of a Vedic city in Java. Until just 1,000 years ago, Java was ruled by Vedic kings or Hindu kings. So this is a city called Prabhanam. And they've unearthed many deities. And this is the Vishnu temple. And this is some examples of the carving outside. This is the deity of Lord Vishnu. Actually, still very beautiful. Here's Durga Devi in another temple. Ganesh. Here's Nandi, Lord Shiva's bull. So all the people of Indonesia, they're very well aware of the Vedic culture. So one always finds a lot of interest there when one preaches. This is the sunrise on the ISKCON farm in central Java. I'm chanting Japa. This is the place I was staying on the top floor. And this is what the farm looks like. Here's one of the nice devotees there. Here's the Goshala. And here's the temple. Sri Sri Gornitai and Radha Krishna deities. And Jagannath, Paladev Subhadra. Thank you. Now this is interesting. This is the national motto of Indonesia. Now this, you see this slogan underneath, and this is in the ancient language of Java, which is related to Sanskrit. And they keep this above the temple door. Because this statement, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, it means simultaneously one and different. Which is, of course, our philosophy. And that bird, by the way, that is Garuda. Now, this is in the city of Jakarta. This is a home program I did. This lady doing arti is a Chinese lady. Now we go to Bali. This is the famous island where the Hindu culture has been preserved in Indonesia. So this place is just like paradise. So this is the kind of temples they have there. This is a house I stayed in Bali. Sometimes we were putting on the traditional sarong. And on the head you wear this kind of hat called the udang. Now this is here you see inside of a Balinese Hindu temple. This is a special ceremony, and all these different foodstuffs you see stacked up in the back, this is the way they make offerings to the deity. So in these ceremonies, of course, all the village people come to see the offering made. Now the way the temple is set up is a bit different from what we know from India, for instance. This high tower is the Singhasan, where the deity sits. There you see the deity up there. This is the deity of Parameshwara, Lord Shiva. And they have also around these little houses for various demigods and spirits and so on. And these temples are very nicely laid out. They're sort of like gardens inside. They're not really temples as we understand them. They're more like gardens with nice carvings and so on. Here you see, yes, this is Krishna and Arjuna. This is just to give you an example of the kind of art that they do. This is Ravana and Sita. Here's Krishna and Arjuna. This is a roadside statue. Agun. It's a volcano. And halfway up this mountain there is a temple complex called Besaki. Yeah, Besaki. The name Besaki comes from Vasuki, that great serpent who was used to churn the ocean of milk. The Balinese believe that Vasuki lives inside of this mountain. They also believe that this was once a flying mountain. We read about flying mountains in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So a long, long time ago, Indra cut the wings off this mountain and it fell on Bali. So this is the temple complex. It's very huge. In 1963, there was a special sacrifice being performed at this temple. As I said, this temple is halfway up the mountain. So while this ceremony was going on, the mountain erupted. And it was a very, very powerful eruption. Many, many villages were destroyed all around the country. But this temple, which is on the side of the volcano, was not damaged. So now you're going to see a Balinese arti ceremony. It's quite a bit different. Although the elements are basically the same. Here he's doing Atman. But the priest sits during the whole ceremony. And he chants different mantras. And he makes mudras. These hand signs. And distributes prasad in the form of rice. Now you'll see the Barong dance. The Barong is a kind of friendly spirit which is pictured here. So this is a story. This dance is about a princess. You see, the lady standing there is the princess, and the one she's addressing is her father, the king. And the father was very angry because his daughter was performing some tantric ritual, black magic ritual. And while this play is going on, they're playing this hypnotic music called gamelan. This is done with gongs and flute. And a drum like mridanga. And as I said, it's very hypnotic. So when you watch this play and hear this music, it tends to put you into a trance. And actually all these actors and dancers, they're all in trance as they perform. So here the father is punishing his daughter for performing black magic. So with the help of her mother, the daughter calls up this demon. And his other demon friends. You see them all there. So then they're doing much mischief in the kingdom. And then finally, the barong, this is this thing here. This is the friendly spirit that the king calls up to drive out the evil spirits. Now, here, this is the end of the show. These men come out, they're all in trance, and they have these knives called kris. Now what they do is they stab themselves with full force. They actually don't know what they're doing. Because they've been put into a trance by the priests, the Brahmin priests backstage. And the priests have also worked some sort of magic of protection on them. So even though they stab themselves with full force, the knife does not penetrate the skin. Now, I did many home programs in Bali. These are some of the devotees and their friends. This is a program we did in a college. This is the professor right here. This is Artie. at someone's at the house of Yadunandan Prabhu. That's Yadunandan right here. The Balinese traditionally eat off banana leaf plates, just like they do in Bengal. This is a Balinese princess. She's from a royal Brahmin family. And she's a very famous dancer who used to dance the Ramayana. She always played Sita. And now she has a very successful fashion business. She's a clothes designer. So she has a very nice estate, which I did a program. You can see through the gate. Very nice garden, many houses. And one of her houses is reserved for visiting devotees. They can stay for free. So if anyone is planning to go to Bali, you can visit. Her name is Ida Ayu. And visit Princess Ida Ayu. She will give you a nice place to stay. So this is farewell. This is Lord Vishnu on Garuda. And I flew out of Bali on the Indonesian National Airlines, which is also called Garuda Airlines. Okay. Next. And so I flew to a place where the devotees are very, very enthusiastic about kirtan. This is Christ Church Temple in New Zealand. And here they go. This is just an average evening arti. They pound on the floors. They dance like madmen. They fly through the air. They roll on the ground. They fall down in a big pile. And this is the deity, Sri Sri Gaura-Nitai. They're very blissful. They seem to very much like this kirtan style. This is a farm in Australia, a devotee farm. This is Harinam in Sydney. This is a Sunday feast program in Sydney Temple. And this was some presentation that was made for the Hindu community in Sydney. Basically, all I did was light this lamp. And this is a lecture at a new Govardhan farm in Australia. Very beautiful place. Now we come to Vrindavan, the holy land of Lord Krishna. So this is our ISKCON temple in Vrindavan. Here you see Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Here is Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. And here is Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi. Here's the lotus feet. Of Srimati Radharani. This picture was taken on Radhastami. Only on this day does Radharani show her lotus feet. So I was there during Janmastami and Radhastami celebrations. Very blissful. Here's the Abhishek of the little Radha Shyam Sundar deity. There's all the Charanamrita coming up. This is a play that was done on Janmashtami night by the Gurukul boys. Here you see Bhumi in the form of a cow coming to Lord Brahma. And she's lamenting that she's overburdened by too many demons living on earth. So the demigods go to Lord Narayan on the milk ocean. And he assures them that he will appear and relieve the burden of the earth. Now this is King Kamsa at the wedding of his sister Devaki. He's hearing a voice from the sky. Telling him that the eighth son of Devaki will kill him. So then he's prepared to kill his own sister. But Vasudev, his brother-in-law, begs him not to do this and assures him that he will deliver his children, any children that are born to King Kamsa. So Vasudeva and Devaki were imprisoned, and their children were killed by Kamsa one after the other. But as the prophecy said, the eighth child is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So here you see Gurukul boys in Vrindavan who put on this very nice play. They also learn many practical devotional arts. This is Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Day. And this is Pushpanjali offering. Another thing they do in Vrindavan temple is they have Akandada Kirtan, 24-hour kirtan. This is a photo taken about 1 o'clock in the morning. This 24-hour kirtan was established by Srila Prabhupada. But after Srila Prabhupada left the world, it was discontinued for a few years. Then one day a Vaishnava from another temple in Vrindavan came to our ISKCON Krishna Balaram temple. And this Vaishnava told the devotees, "Last night I had a dream, and Prabhupada appeared to me in the dream and said, 'Why have they stopped the 24-hour kirtan?'" So then the kirtan was immediately started again. This is Radha Kund and Shama Kund. This is the topmost spiritual place in all of Vrindavan. Here, this is Radhakund and here is Shamakund. So Radhakund and Shamakund, they were dug. Shamakund by Sri Krishna, Radhakund by Srimati Radharani. And bathing in these waters can give one pure love of Krishna. Here the Brahmins are chanting the glories of Radha Kund. Here you see people coming to bathe. This is Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami bathing in Radha Kund. He's bathing his danda also. And these turtles live in Radha Kund. They're quite big. They're actually great sages. This is the Govardhan temple at Manasa Ganga. in this temple there's a great Shila, a great Govardhan stone that's always being worshipped. On the Parikram path around Govardhan Hill, you'll always meet these two boys with their snakes. They're cobra snakes. So either these snakes are very friendly or their teeth have been pulled out, but I didn't stay long enough to find out. This is the Yamuna River. And these clouds in the sky, this is the monsoon season, so these clouds are exactly the color of Sri Krishna. These are the Vrindavan monkeys that you see everywhere. Here's the tomb of Srila Rupa Goswami. And this is Jiva Goswami's Samadhi. And in the same place is the rooms of Srila Prabhupada at the Radha Damodar temple. This is where this is Prabhupada's kitchen, and here is Prabhupada's bedroom. This is where the ISKCON movement actually started. Prabhupada was living here before he came to the West, and he was getting his inspiration to preach from this place. This is also in the same place, the Pushpa Samadhi tomb of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, which has been recently rebuilt. And now we're going to look at the village of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a transcendental town. Everyone is a Vaishnava. Here you see a shop for buying japa mala and neck beads. Oops, the monkey's here again. these slides are a little bit mixed up. This is Davanala Kund. This is the place where after Krishna swallowed the forest fire, he dug up a kund, a pond. In Vrindavan there are 5,000 temples. So they're everywhere. Wherever you go you will see such a... Some big temples, this is one small street side temple. This is the Banki Bihari temple from the outside. This is probably the main nightlife center of Vrindavan. Just like in big cities in the West, the nightlife center might be some casino or something like that where all the people go. But in Vrindavan, it's Banki Bihari Mandir. All the people go there to have fun, to see the deity. So Vrindavan at night, oh yeah, this is, you see, this is the arrangement they have on the street. This is some kind of machine which is blowing icy air which has some rose water smell to it, and it's very, very refreshing. So it's a hot summer night, you come down these narrow streets, there's thousands of people, but then you get hit with this blast of cooling rose-scented air. This is some of the, we're just going to show you some of the people you can see on any night in the, on a street in Vrindavan.
So we have also
all sorts of sadhus and babas. There's someone playing the flute. Here's a member of a marching band. Here's a shop where they sell so many pictures of Krishna. Many of them have been copied from ISKCON paintings. Here's the flower wallas by garlands for the deities and make an offering when they visit the temples. Here's a dudwala. This is where you get your hot milk. They aerate it by, he does it very expertly. It's almost like juggling the milk, moving around and pouring it from a great distance. This is a bhajan band consisting of all blind musicians. They're singing Krishna Kirtan very expertly. And this is also a kind of musician. He's just playing on two pieces of steel. He was very good. And here's some sort of sadhu. Street scene in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is calling you all.
Vrindavan Moa.
Hare Krishna. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Nam Sankirtan Movement Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.